Hello, hello, welcome back to There's No Ellen podcast, the podcast by the people, for the people. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Morgan.
Yes.
Today, we're also happy to have some special guests join us. We have Becky and Bella to give a female perspective on our episode number 9. If you enjoy, or even if you don't, join the movement by subscribing to There's No Ellen podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or by following us on Instagram at Noel Experience. And now today we'll add to that, that we're going to have the full episodes up on YouTube, so you can find us there as well. In episode number 9, we answered some anonymous questions that our female followers wanted to ask guys, but never have. As always, we got both some negative and positive feedback on that episode, and we just want to reiterate to our listeners that what we say on the podcast is just us having some fun, cracking jokes and goofing off. But ultimately, it comes down to our personal opinions and preferences. And while we realize that everyone is different and won't share the same opinions to us, we're okay with that. And we're happy to have discussions. And like some guys last episode thought that we were exposing the trade secrets. But don't worry, fellas. We shall be reversing the script today. We'll be asking our female co-host to answer some questions that guys have for girls this time.
Well, now that this is finally episode 10, we can release those secrets that we were talking about in episode 9.5. The first of which is that we're going to be recording every episode, which Matt just spoke about. And the second is that, unfortunately, stop crying, Matt, we have moved out of the Noel Experience headquarters. But we're now into a studio because, well, we're professionals. Just look at Matt's shirt and the billboard behind us if you're on YouTube.
If you're listening, you can swap right now to YouTube. The full episode will be there. We exactly. did have an issue with our camera, so there'll be a little bit of an interesting thing there. But yeah, you can see us there now too.
All right. We know that you guys are tired of listening to us, so we brought in two lovely ladies. Becky.
Hi.
Bella.
Hello everyone.
And we're going to go through some of the anonymous questions that you guys sent in via the Instagram. So I think the first one is quite important, and it's how to talk to girls. What's the best way to approach them? Do you prefer pickup lines or just saying hi, or even situational? How do you like a guy to approach you? Because I know it can be quite intimidating to some people.
Okay, I guess I'll take it. I feel like just say hi, but it's definitely situational, because if the pickup line is funny, I'm going to laugh, but if it's cringy, I'm going to cringe. But I feel like just say hi, be normal, be yourself. And if I say no, take no as no.
Yeah, else? I think that's very important as well.
Yeah.
Be a human, you know, like I recognize that I too am a human being.
Yeah.
And if you just approach me with like authentic, like you're just out here being yourself and you're like, yo, you look cool. Also, I want to just like announce this because it happened to me yesterday and I feel like men need to know this. But like never yell at a girl. Like,
never.
If you're trying to say something nice, if you're trying to, like, you're not even being, like, quote-unquote creepy.
Never.
You're trying to, like, say, don't yell. Never yell at a girl by herself. That is a terrible idea. It is so triggering. It is, like, just really not a good feeling that is promoted. I mean, obviously, I can't speak on behalf of all women, and I am just my own self. But, like, if not bueno, don't do it.
I do agree.
So wait, someone like up in your face yelling at you trying to talk, or you mean like yelling at you across the street?
Like being like, oh hey, you look really pretty, or like no. Hey, you know, like even if it's like not like gross.
Yeah. But, like, watch that tone of voice, guys.
Voice at a woman alone is very scary. But even if you're trying to be nice, it probably won't be received well.
I've also found, like, when talking to girls, I'm always careful to be, try not to be intimidating, right? Because you can do a lot of small things, like corner somebody or direct them away from their friends. But small things that can, they get to a girl, right? And we don't notice it because as men, we don't think about those things. But that leads me into my next question. Like, what are some of your biggest turn-off for guys?
I absolutely cannot stand when someone, like, is being, like, a facade. Like, I don't know. They can just pick up. I think it's so important to just like be really authentic mm-hmm. who you are. And like, I don't know if everyone can see it, but like I can most definitely see when guys are trying really hard to like keep up an image and like trying to be like cool and suave. And like, it's so, I just don't find it attractive. But I think that's just because I'm like, I want everyone to live their most authentic, happiest selves. And like, You don't need to change yourself. I think that goes back to like approaching girls. Like, if it doesn't work and if she doesn't respond well to it, she doesn't respond well to it. It's not the one for you. Move on. Like, it'll be easy when you find someone that you like and get along with. Like, the energy will be there. It's really not worth it in the long run. And like, I can tell and I find it really unattractive.
Okay, so you'd say your biggest thing is when a guy is trying to be fake. But, all right, what about you, Becky? Anything similar? Or
Definitely arrogance and cockiness. I cannot stand.
Swear both of you are calling me out.
It was directed straight at you. No, but I can't stand arrogance. I can't stand when people think they're better than. I can't stand when people think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Down to?
Yeah, no. It's not it.
I think that's good life advice, not just like dealing with girls' advice.
In general, yeah.
It's like you wouldn't want to go in an interview like that either.
Guys true. Like, all the time. Guys gaslight
like
girls.
All the time. Boys do that. Like gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
You embody very easily and it takes little to do so.
Yeah.
And like we feel it. And like it's not like it happens and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm okay. Sorry, bye.
Literally.
I don't want to talk with you.
So what's the exact definition of gaslighting? Like, I've heard it before, but. Let me know how I can improve.
I think it's like not believing or like mocking the experiences, sort of, that like women try to like also just like.
So making you feel invalidated versus.
Yes.
Like say for example, I'm like, oh, you know what? I've really gotten into anime recently. And like gaslighting be like, oh, wow, Bella, you're like.
So cool.
And like you just like don't do normal girly things. You're so different. Ha ha ha.
It's like almost invalidating what you've done and making it seem lesser than.
I think it's important to also know that this isn't every guy. Like, every guy doesn't do that.
And no, like, but they're saying they're general
terms. I would even say, I know, but like, you know, she said guys do this. And guys, so I'm just pointing out to everyone else that it's not everyone. Obviously, there's people that do it and they shouldn't. But there's also guys out there that you know, try their best or... They're just generally nice people. So I don't want to group everybody into one.
Yeah, for sure. Like, not everyone, every woman might find this an issue either. Because this is just Bella and I's experience.
Yeah. Although I feel like most probably.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, a lot.
In general terms.
Yeah.
If you're using Becky and I.
Like, our experiences are different.
All women, you're not doing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I just thought it was important to point that out.
I feel like we're speaking generally.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, let's combine the last two questions. A, how do guys come up and talk to you? And B, what are two turnoffs? How many DMs do you guys get per story or post, right? Because obviously we're in a society now or an age where you get more approached online as opposed to in person. So...
Don't you think I'd be kind of a loser if I counted?
So yeah. Becky knows exactly how much DMs she
no,
gets
I don't.
Every post.
I would be kind of weird.
I count. Zero.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I have really supportive pals.
I think, women DM me a lot.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of like...
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Me neither. But
can y'all think of one post that then you got the most ever? Because I remember I posted a story about... I was reading some book and I got... 37 DMs about it.
Well, one time I checked my Instagram, like changed it to business, and I went on to like a bikini picture and like 20 people had saved it. So I felt really weirded out. Yeah.
Lucy must look really nice.
No, it freaks you out. Don't ever do it. I don't recommend.
No,
it definitely did. Trust me. Or when you see them sending it, it's like, who are you sending that to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. DMing it, it's weird, man. I don't need that energy. Also, like, I would say I'm a very friendly person, so like people are rarely ever flirting with me. Like, there's never, like, people are never.
Bella, that's such a lie.
It's like just being like,
so it's like Morgan and I then,
and I'm like, yep.
No, when they say nobody's flirting with them, they don't mean it. When I say I do. All right. Do girls really check out men's asses?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
1,000%.
1,000.
Bums are the best feature I've seen, like, bro.
So most attractive physical feature on a guy then? Or?
Oh, I love a forearm.
I love ankle.
Forearm.
You'd love an ankle?
Belly?
Wow. I've never heard that one.
So toes then, Bella.
It's basically toes. Yeah, shoulders are really attractive too.
I have all of those, by the way.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
So we're just leaving the knees out then.
Yeah.
Long pants it is, fellas.
All right, similar page then. Do you prefer beards or no beards? And then similarly, chest hair or no chest hair?
Beards, 100%. And I don't really care about chest hair.
Don't care about anything.
I love a beard though, but I don't care about chest hair.
Somebody once told me the beard makes the man.
Oh, I don't think it makes the man.
Becky, you told me that.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Oh, no.
I said how it was cut. Like the shape of it. You have to groom it.
Don't let Morgan antagonize you.
Honestly.
I do think, though, with the beard, if you're going to do the beard, do the beard. If you're not. Yeah. Like, don't have that weird in between.
I agree.
Just the consistency. Like, you're still beautiful, nonetheless. You should do what makes your heart glow. Mm. But, like, if we're being pedantic and being nitpicky, consistency is key. And so,
yes, get that beard oil in.
Or be all out.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I low-key like love chest hair, I think.
I was just going to ask, is chest hair finally making a comeback? Because mine is.
I feel like chest hair has always been in. I feel like, yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'll go on a bit. We should also note, we should have said at the beginning, but these are questions that were sent in by guys anonymously. So one of them was, why do girls start losing interest when a guy is being too nice?
I don't know, because I never run into that problem. So I'm just interesting. Like, hey, I love you. Like,
I hate to hear women say that.
So I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I wish you could see Becky's face, Bella. She is disagreeing.
No, Bella's a lover. She doesn't.
I'm a lover.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I have the biggest heart. I don't love anyone ever, always. Which is like not bueno also, it's like equally has dead arms. But that's where I stand.
But you guys know what I mean, like,
yeah.
There is that line that I can draw where you go from being very distant,
yeah,
and the girl is all over it, paying her attention.
But don't you find that that's the same with you? Like, if a girl was like being distant and hard to get, like, it's so much more of a mystery, like you want to see. But then when they're all over you, men kind of just like push away too. It's like the chase.
I think it has to do with our like obsessive.
Yeah, it's
toxic validation.
Yeah, society. Like, yes, in general.
All of us really deeply suffer from like lack of self-validation.
100%.
Get in others,
and when someone's not giving it to you, you desire it so much more.
And so then, it, like, you just play this like toxic game with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, really problematic.
Which it's something extremely problematic. Like, yeah.
I mean, I could kind of understand that, but I wouldn't say that if a girl is pulling away, I'm gonna run after her, because usually if she's pulling away, I'm gonna be like, see ya.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's a little bit different for me. Obviously, there's a certain time that I may, like, if I really like someone or whatever and she's pulling away, but usually it's not really like playing games, but usually I don't like to be, you know, down behind somebody and you look back and it's 6 months later
and you're still not getting
anywhere.
You're
wasting your time.
Yeah.
There's other people out there that are willing to, you know, give you the time of day. So, I mean, teach your own, I suppose.
I feel like you have a healthy mindset then.
At least one of us does.
All right, next one. Is it ever okay to get with your friend's ex? Is it okay? And if it's not okay, when does it become okay, or is it never okay?
I feel like, first of all, you ask. You never just assume.
Always.
Yeah, you always ask. Yeah. And if it's okay with them, I feel like it is okay. And to the certain extent, because in reality, we don't own everyone, but you should be asking if this is your friend.
Yeah.
Like,
it depends 100%. On the timeline as well.
I think the timeline,
yeah,
for sure.
Open communication is very important.
Yeah. And like, if the person's moved on or if they're still hurting, like, there's so many different things to consider. Also, are you just doing this to hook up? Are you actually like this person?
Exactly.
That's a huge one.
First of all,
yeah.
I think you as the friend need to evaluate your
intentions.
Yeah. And if it's like, oh, wow, I really connect with this person, this could be something, let me chat with my friend about it. Or if you're just being like, I'm lonely and want a source of validation, it's like, is it worth
it? If that's worth it,
even, like, roughing up a friendship.
For that.
You're not roughing it up, but it's like, is it worth it? At the end
putting
of the
tension
day,
on something.
I also feel like it's situational, though.
Yes, 100%.
There are certain people that they don't hold those bonds, but then there are other people who will not get over a person. And whether that's not even romantically.
Yeah.
Right?
Even the connection that you can't get over.
I think Bella brought up a good point in Barbados.
Operate in Barbados is,
we don't own anyone.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day.
They're like five people.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And don't be loving it.
I don't be loving it.
Onto something that creates those bonds. Are love languages important to either of you?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Would you like to explain what love languages are, Becky? Because I have this conversation all the time.
I feel like you can explain
this better.
And
people never know what I'm talking about.
What, my love language?
No, like love language in general. It's like how you love, how you want to be loved, how people want to be loved.
So they're different in the sense that, like, you show love in a way because that's how you were nurtured or whatever. So that's how you decide to show love. But, like, your partner, probably, like, the probability that they have the same love language as you is quite slim.
So different.
Like, you get into a lot of complications of, like, you know, no, and if you're, like, not having these open communication, like, conversations where you're, like, hey, this is how people
love languages can also be situational. Yeah.
So to be specific. There are five different love languages, right?
Yeah.
Physical touch, words of affirmation,
quality time,
acts of service, and then gifts, right?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about those love languages, that's what you mean. Because for me, I am very much a quality time and acts of service. But if I get into a relationship with Becky per se,
Becky,
stop smiling, Becky.
Your articulation is not on point today.
That's pronunciation.
You just know my love language.
She wants to be loved a different way as well. Yeah. Saying, right? You're what? Physical touch and words of affirmation?
Yeah, of course.
There
yeah.
you go. So, well, I may love Becky in a certain way.
You know, to like when you want to show Becky that you love her. You know,
play
with her hair,
can we take like, Becky? Can we beat Becky's name?
No.
And then Becky wants to show her you that she loves you. She will, you know, clean the kitchen or something. I don't know, acts of service. Go get picked up.
I don't know, acts of service either.
You have a stressful day and you can't get to the supermarket.
Yeah, exactly.
And spend quality time. And watch a
movie.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, David, you didn't know that. And you're constantly, you know, doing things for Becky to make her life easier. And she's just like, I don't fucking care that you mow the lawn, Morgan. I go to the
universe. Morgan doesn't mow the lawn. That's a joke.
I actually do find that topic really interesting because I see so many people saying like, man, she doesn't want to spend time with me. She just wants to do this or that. Like she's not interested in spending that quality time. So yeah, because
it might not be
she's
important.
Loving you how she wants you to love her. Yeah. Right.
Also, this can go to even friendships, like how you love your friends.
My love language for friendships and my love language for romantic interests are different.
Okay. So on a similar thing, how do girls show guys that they like them, right? Is that situational as well, do you think, or is there a general rule of thumb that you guys follow?
To be honest,
if
they
want to see you, you'll know that, and that's not an indicator that they like you.
Yeah, true.
What's interesting too is sometimes you read like, oh, if she's facing you when you're talking, or if her foot is facing in your direction and she's flipping her hair, but I think some of those things are totally, you know, a girl might do that, but she's not thinking, oh, I like him, I'm going to flip my hair. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I agree.
So you answered your own question, right? No. All of those are based on psychological facts.
Right.
So people don't realize they do them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, a couple of these we could talk on for a long time, like the love languages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So guys, if you want to hear another episode along these lines, feel free to put it in the comments. I think we just have a couple more here because we're running a little bit further on time than we thought. So I'll go for number 12. What does, in quotation marks, I'm fine really mean?
I feel like this is personal though. Like, because I will say I'm fine, but that means I've accepted what's happened, but I'm still annoyed.
Right.
In the circumstance also. Yeah. But if I'm mad at someone, I don't really want to hold on to it. So I'm just like, it's fine. I'm fine. Right. And it doesn't actually mean I'm over it, but like I've accepted that there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
So I'll just say I'm fine. But that's again, it's situational.
It's a bit like give me time and I'll be okay.
Yeah, that's more how I use
it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Bella?
I use it when like I'm actually projecting my own issues on other people, and I'm either like tired or like I've been grumpy for no reason, and like other people aren't with me, but it's fully my own responsibility. So I'm like, I'm fine.
But you know you're not.
I'm just like, I'm not fine. It's not you. I'm literally protecting my own issues on you. Right?
I also agree with that, yeah.
Okay, so one question that we got asked, which I think is an interesting one. What are y'all's thoughts on body counts? Because we got asked that question and some people didn't appreciate our answers, but obviously they're subjective and they're of our opinion. So we thought it'd be important to put this out there to get the girls' perspective as well.
I personally don't care. As long as you've got tested, you're safe and you're not giving me anything that I don't want, right, you're fine.
I'm very glad that you asked the question because I think it's important to also ask girls this because
yeah.
It's very easy to sit down and criticize women for sleeping with people on their own accord. But like, I don't care who you sleep with, that's none of my business.
Exactly.
You're not bringing me into it by like being irresponsible. At the end of the day, most of us are having sex, so be safe about it.
Precisely.
I really urge that to be the men because I'm like, how much like unprotected sex is normalized in Barbados?
It's not okay.
Ridiculous and needs to be dealt with.
It does.
First of all. If you're being safe and you're being respectful to yourself and to the partners that you're including, like, that's literally none of my business.
Yep, and the key word, not bringing me into it. Like,
don't
involve me.
Well, yeah. Sorry, Maurice, go ahead.
I tend to agree. I think my answer was it doesn't really matter to me. I'm not going
to hold it against you. Yeah.
Whether it's like one end of the spectrum or the other. But there is something to be said because I did say that if a girl has slept with a lot of guys in general, and I'm not saying it's right and I'm not saying this is how I think, guys will look at it and say, well, I'm not really interested long-term with her then. But
I also think that
I don't know why.
Too.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But I think that's very much Beijing mentality.
Yeah.
It is. And I don't know why. I don't understand how it makes you any less of a woman if you've slept with 100 or one person.
I don't think it does. It's just, I think it also goes into, again, some people's opinions. So I think...
Oh, and that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, so I might be okay with it or you might be okay with it, but somebody out there isn't. And
yeah,
that's okay too.
That's fine.
But it just means that they are not...
But also they have to not be okay with their same sex having the same number. Because why are you objectifying women if they have 100 when a man is praised for having slept with 100 people? Also, I don't like the term body counts or kills, just first of all.
That was
you know?
The question that was said.
Yeah.
We'll
I don't
have
like
to
that.
Change that one
I don't like that
sense.
Term.
But yeah, I think that's an interesting topic. And again, that's something that, you know, you could talk about for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think that it doesn't matter which way you go, but it's important not to put anyone down for any of their
personal choices.
Yeah, personal choices, personal opinions, anything like that. So I think we have about two more questions. Do girls actually like inappropriate photos but pretend they don't? I think this is a pretty obvious answer.
Situational.
Bro, that's sexual assault. Like, not sexually photos of women. They don't want it.
They don't.
So what the people that do that, sorry. I just can't understand it.
Honestly, I don't have much experience in the realm. I don't have much to report in that area.
Fair. Me neither.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Okay, well then we'll pivot slightly better. What are men supposed to say to the question, does this make me look fat?
This is a question by all men everywhere.
Well, what is fat? Fat is subjective. Fat is what you think fat is, but it's fat what I think fat is. Mm-hmm. It's
but
different.
This is when my girl asked me, does this X piece of clothing or X whatever make me look fat? I can't say yes, because obviously. And then sometimes you say no, and she's like, but does that mean that I was fat before? It's like, that's a
maybe
no-win
just
question.
Say, you always look beautiful.
All right, I'm going to put down my notes.
But don't be generalized either, like...
My friends, myself, everyone. I think the correct response to anything of being like, oh, do I look good in this? Oh, do you like this? Being like, do you like it?
Yes.
Like, do you feel amazing in it? If you go and wear it, my friends all know if they're asking me about outfit advice, I will.
How do you feel?
If it sits right in your soul, honey, do it. Like,
yeah.
See, I love having discussions like this because I would never think of an answer like that.
No.
But
especially not on the spot.
Bella's completely right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it is all about how you feel in something, so...
If you're already asking that question, in reality, you don't really feel comfortable.
Yeah. All right, I think that pretty much wraps up the questions. I don't know, if Morgan, you want to take it out?
Well, as Bella said, in Barbados, we need to learn to wrap up. So before we wrap up...
nice. Good segue.
Everything that we say is obviously subjective, and we want to take a step back and say just that, right? That we're answering these, but this is how we think of, feel about it. You may feel differently. And if you're not enjoying the episode or you disagree with something we're saying, I mean, I love having discussions. So A, let me know. Or B, you can just start listening, you know? I want to say thank you to Becky for coming in, and thank you to Bella.
Thank you for having us.
Loving having these discussions.
For everyone else out there, let us know if you want a follow-up episode with them or maybe some other people that we can have some more discussions like this in the future.
Perfect. Where can we find you, Becky, if they want to follow you? Anonymous.
Yeah, you probably already follow me.
Okay.
And Bella.
Yeah. Bella also has a podcast, by the way.
Bella does have a podcast.
She has a much different style to us, though. She's much more open and has a lot like deeper conversations, I'd say. So I
highly recommend.
Who is she?
Like,
it's like a little intro in graphic with women on it. It's okay. Fun.
So yeah, Morgs, that was a pretty good discussion we had with the girls there. I thought that was a pretty good episode so far. Anything is one that we should thank them for coming on. And if you guys want to see another one like this in the future, feel free to let us know either on Instagram or in the comments on YouTube or anything like that. But I think we should close up this episode.
And on to the sponsor. We are proud to announce that episode 10 of There's No Island podcast is sponsored by Eco Gardens. Eco Gardens is a local project which is looking to help facilitate food security in Barbados by providing you with the chance to start growing your very own vegetable produce in your own backyard. They provide a package deal which includes their raised garden bed and 8 vegetable plants that have already been growing for a couple of weeks, which means you just have to add water. Check out their Instagram at ecogardens.bb if you're interested and to learn more about becoming slightly more eco-friendly.
Thanks to them for our sponsor 3 episodes in a row. All right, guys, so that brings this episode to a close. We would like to thank the girls for coming on again and giving us the opportunity to have a female perspective where we usually wouldn't have one on. Morgan, where can they find you?
In usual, Morgan_AER.
On Instagram.
On all platforms.
You can find the show at Noel Experience on Instagram, on Facebook, Noel Experience on YouTube, and There's Noel in Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And you can find myself at MatthewN11 on Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time.
Peace.